The Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 48 says, "If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." Verse 47 tells us that a council gathered together to discuss the report that's been brought to them concerning what had taken place in Bethany, namely, Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Now, the council is a ruling body of two different groups of leaders. One group is the Pharisees. They were the true religious leaders of the Jewish people. They were sticklers for the law. They not only made sure that they themselves kept the outward appearance of the law, but they also made sure everyone knew when they themselves were keeping the laws and when everyone else was breaking the law. They were looking over your shoulder to make sure you did everything according to the law. Their concern with Jesus was that more and more people were going to flock to him and to see him as their true Messiah and King and produce this kind of groundswell revolt against the Roman government, at which point the heavy hand of the Roman government would step in and squash the people, the revolt, and then tear down the temple and remove the Pharisees from their political thrones. You see, the Romans allowed the Jews to have these ruling bodies and councils so long as these councils played nice and did not cause any quarrels or question the Roman government. Any Jewish uprising would result in a quick and swift punishment and put the Jews' religious freedom in jeopardy. You look at verses 55 through 57, that gives validity to the Pharisees' concern over a swelling mob uprising. People were awaiting Jesus' arrival into town. They were waiting to see what he would do next. So one surface-level reason that brought about the cross was to prevent Roman domination over the Jews. But that wasn't the only reason. But join us tomorrow to find out more. As you pray today, please remember Christian Martinez and his family are missionaries to Romania. And also remember the VI LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Liberia.